Welcome to the Gym Closet. We are coming to you straight from the Gym Closet, literally the closet in the back of Crave Gym. And I'm here with at Shane Segebarth and at Jordan.Hildreth. We're doing a podcast to talk about fitness, talk about business, talk about life, really trying to just be entertaining and show everybody what exactly we do. I'm Tyler Robinson. I'm the owner of Crave Gym in West Des Moines, and we're a gym that is more of a strength and conditioning gym designed for ex-athletes and athletes that, you know, are really looking for that type of functional training that we're used to. We grew up with, you know, a strength and conditioning coach and training for sports, and the lack of athlete environments and the lack of strength and conditioning coaches out there for the general public and people that are striving to be where they need to be is really a big deal. So my wife and I set out to correct that and bring a gym that has that athletic feel, designed to be, you know, that competition and that athletic design, as well as training with your team and a strength and conditioning coach. So we are going to start this podcast off. This is the first episode. Let's get this thing started. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a background story on why we're doing the podcast. Hopefully we can be entertaining and get some decent information out to you guys. But my story, I was a strength and conditioning coach at University of South Dakota after playing ball there. Got my master's there as well. Got with a company, Tiger Rock Martial Arts, which is the largest Taekwondo franchise in the nation, with about 200 locations nationwide, and got with the CEO and the COO of that, and actually started just thinking about, you know, what we wanted coming out of school in a gym that really wasn't provided. It wasn't out in the market, and so we started designing Crave Gym with that in mind. You know, a lot of our generation grew up playing sports, doing the team thing, and when they get done playing, or when they go to college, when they get done with college sports, they get out into their fitness journey and really didn't have many choices to go on. So we decided to be the answer to that. So Shane, you know, you've been here for a long time with us. As a member, what brought you to Crave Gym, and what's a little bit of your story as far as your fitness goes, and then as far as you know, tell a little bit about your background here.
So background, grew up in a very small town, played high school sports, little 1A school, so you were pretty much obligated to play about every sport. So in high school, played football, basketball, ran track a couple years, and played baseball. After that, went to the University of Iowa, drank a lot, didn't do a lot of exercising.
Partied.
You bet.
That's what you got to do.
Right. So from there, graduated, worked a little bit in Cedar Rapids, and came over to Des Moines. Was a lot skinny fat. So I started working out on my own. So I work at Nationwide. They have a pretty good gym, but I was kind of tired of working out by myself. So kind of wanted that group mentality. So I just looked up a couple random gyms and decided on Crave. I've been here about a little over a year. Really enjoy the kind of team atmosphere, as you alluded to.
You get to come
to.
Hang out with us every day.
Well, and that's what, like, brings me back. So I think, you know, classes are great. You guys have a good gym here. But honestly, it's the people that keep bringing me back. I think it was my second or third day I walked in, and all the trainers, coaches knew my name. You know, so that to me was a big deal. And I think that's the number one reason that I keep coming back. You know, and in insurance, we have this saying, it's cheaper to keep business than it is to write new business. So it's, you know, you guys do a very good job of, you know, keeping people here, you know, and I think that's through, you know, your guys' attitude and commitment to fitness and, just the type of gym that you run. So that's why I stay here, and that's why I will continue to stay here.
Sure. We love having you. And especially since we invited you on this podcast and you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't explain to the audience of what probably nobody.
Yeah.
an audience of two people, which one includes my mother, is listening here. But yeah, so next kind of same conversation that we had with Jordan. He recently did a bodybuilding show that we coached him up on and got him ready for this stage. But so he may have a little bit of a different journey. But tell me a little bit more about yourself, Jordan.
Well, I didn't grow up in Iowa or South Dakota. I'm all the way down from Texas. Kind of, you know, I graduated from college, moved on up here. First thing I did when I got here, I've always, you know, been in sports, been lifting weights since I was probably about 14 years old. So first thing I did when I got up here was look for a gym. Gold's Gym, $15 a month, cheapest gym I could find. So I went there. It's exhausting to work out on your own, really. So I didn't like it that much. I kind of stumbled onto Crave. I was lucky enough to work with somebody that worked out at Crave and kind of invited myself to work out with him one night. Kind of said, hey, buddy, I'm going to work out with you if you don't mind at that new gym that you've got. He wasn't too excited about bringing me along, but luckily he did. And I kind of fell in love with it right away. I'd say, I think it was my guest visit where I signed up. I'm pretty sure I sat down with LG that same day that I did the guest visit and I signed up. LG, the closer.
Speaking of which, did you guys see that video today?
Oh!
That Phil posted?
No. No. Let me see it.
Look him in the eye when you watch it.
You...
Phil got it.
Hold on. Let it restart.
All right. We gotta check this out.
Click the Andy Johnson liked this
video. All right.
Got him.
I just saw the end of it. Oh, there it is. Wow. LG, huh? Big shout out to one of our coaches, LG, who is doing an exercise, humping the air, it looks like. Really getting sensual with
it. Can you link things in this?
Yeah, I'll definitely. I got to link this in. This is good enough that we'll have to link that in. So you guys don't know LG yet. He'll be on. But that video is classic LG. That's.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Right, that's right. Definitely right. It. Nice job, Phil. Big shout out to Phil for capturing little moments like that as well. So sorry to interrupt, Jordan, but finish your yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so you know, you walked in, fell in love with it. You get so used to being on a team when you're in sports and you just miss it. You get to do the classes, you get to hang out with folks. Everybody here is friendly. And then obviously once I started doing the bodybuilding thing, I really started taking things more serious. Saw what Tyler was able to do with some of his other clients and thought, God damn, that'd be something I'd like to do. So talked to him, did my last show, did all right, moving on to the next one. We'll see what happens next year. November 2018.
Started coming off of, was it a marathon or a half marathon?
Yeah, started right after I'd been kind of training for the Dam to Dam, a half marathon.
Yeah, so he was in great running shape. Got lean, and you know, probably didn't do it 100% the way that I would recommend.
It's but, not the right way.
But he got lean enough and ran a good race, and then decided, you know, hey, from here I wanna keep going. And he was, you know, he's an easy client because he, as a bodybuilder, he's been he's been lifting for a long time, and we actually have an interview that he did after his show, after his first season, that we'll dive into in another episode. But you know, he'll give more of his bodybuilding story on that one, and kind of what to expect and what we can move into there. So yeah, it was going from a skinny dude, but he still had the muscle, and then he's, you know, building the muscle and getting his metabolism up, and then being able to cut right for a prep and keep some muscle while he was doing it. So we're going to try to make these podcasts anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. You know, me personally, I don't have the attention span to listen to an hour podcast. And a lot of times when I try to, I get about 15 minutes of actual information from that. But, you know, we'll be putting a lot of different things in here. We're going to have some cool interviews with some different people. One of us is probably going to be hosting, if not all of us hosting, each time that we get on. And hopefully have some entertainment, too. What'd you guys do this week? Anything fun?
No, fuck. All I do is work and work out. The new South Park episode came on last night. That was pretty funny. Almost done rewatching Breaking Bad again. That's what's going on in the life.
I'm on New Girl. I like it.
Okay.
Is it good?
Honestly, I hear it is.
Okay. I like
five times the entire way through on Netflix. Every season. Netflix.
Every season. The newest one's not out. Right. Nope. I've watched it live.
I think it should be starting here pretty soon.
If I go into Netflix mode, it should be. Yeah. I think in the fall.
Right. They'll drop. There's five.
Right, they'll drop the old one on
24.
Oh yeah, six total. Yeah, they're long ones. Yeah,
I can't.
That's the crazy thing. I can't watch them in my apartment.
No, it's impossible.
I have five high definition channels. It's ABC, NBC, CBS. That's it. Or Fox. Fox is high definition. The rest of them are standard definition. So right. I was like, well, I ain't watching any of those.
Right.
ESPN. And I watch on my iPad.
Sure.
So there's a delay, but that way it's crystal clear.
I don't even have cable. I just have I still have the parent cable, so I get to sign in with their information and download all the different apps.
Well, I've been on hopefully Netflix. I've been on my brother's password since day one, and I'm pretty sure our parents. Yes, we do. Yes. Yes, that's what we do. We share the bill. Right. Yeah, I pay him every month.
$4
the $4 that it costs, yeah. George just went to complete fuck it.
Sorry, Netflix.
call out Jordan. You know how to get hold of him. @Jordan.Hildreth.
While we're going on bills, my brother this month, my younger brother and I are on the same cell phone.
The brother, he's been to a couple of events, right?
Yeah.
I know the brother.
Okay. Yeah. So we have a 20 gig plan on our
That's
cell.
Large,
okay. He goes over 7 gigs.
Over 7 gigs of a 20?
Yeah. He used 20 by himself.
That doesn't surprise me. It's little brothers, dude. Mine does the exact same thing. You're probably terrible too.
I'm an older brother.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's right.
My little brother. I don't know.
Mine does the same thing. It's like we have 15 and he uses 10. The rest of us are just like, we scrape by. But that kid, if any of us...
How do you use that much data? Get some Wi-Fi.
Just have to watch videos. So I don't know.
He moved in with a buddy in Ames, and they're in a new development, and apparently the development doesn't have Windstream out that far yet. So you need a hotspot or I don't. You need to do something. Regardless, I'm not paying for it. Like that overage is pure him.
Well, that's what sucks as well. Is if you go over, you get two options. Okay, we're gonna slow you down to nothing mode for the rest of the month, or you can upgrade and pay.
So Verizon does that. You just pay the overage.
So I would have to upgrade to unlimited.
We have AT&T, and you have to choose.
Yeah. So I would have to, at this point, I would have to upgrade.
Because there's no 900 gig package?
We have the 16 gig plan.
Right.
So we have the 16 gig plan, but I have four bonus gigs or something. I don't want to lose that if I ever, you know, go on to my own plan, which I probably should at this one. But he pays it all. Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. You know, he's made money.
As long as he's paying it, though. Little brother's
got... He lives
got,
with four dudes. Yeah. You know?
He's making money, then let him...
A couple hundred dollars worth of rent.
Let him pay the extra gigs.
He's got the money.
God. I remember those days. Those days were awesome. We'll get into those days later. But, all right, we're going to sign off. Tyler Robinson here at TR Crave Strong on IG. Go ahead and follow us. Crave with a K. Yes. Thank you. I just assume everybody knows about us.
Yeah. If not, they should.
Everybody. If not, they should. Right. Yeah. And if you don't, you should. Everybody needs to know. Crave Gym with a K. So it's TR Crave Strong at Shane Segebarth at Jordan.Hildreth. All of those will be in the links here as well. Visit all of our Crave stuff. Facebook, CraveGym.com. We got, let's see, at Crave Gym on Twitter. YouTube is Crave Gym West Des Moines. Anything else, though?
Weekend plans.
Ooh. All right, we're gonna close out with weekend plans. I like that. We'll close out with weekend plans because it is Thursday night. We'll probably be We'll try to drop this on a Thursday night. How about that? So it makes sense. Nice. Yeah, there you go. And everybody will think we're going to party, but yeah, this was actually a week ago.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try to do it every week. We'll see. What are your weekend plans, Shane?
I have a bachelor party on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think we're shooting guns in the morning, so there's that.
Before you get drunk. That's actually a good idea.
While.
Oh,
I mean,
well, yeah.
I did bring a six-pack to a podcast, so I'll probably bring a case of Busch Light to the...
Yeah. You got a shotgun while holding a shotgun?
Yeah.
Nice. I actually saw a video on YouTube of a guy holding a can out.
Do it.
Another guy shoots it with a .22... And
no.
Then shotguns it with the hole made from the .22. I'm almost regretting telling you this because I know someone's going to get shot in the hand.
Yeah.
He had good aim. He was probably a pro.
Well, the wheels are turning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty unadvised. Pretty unadvised.
There's like ARs there. You know, I might be able to see down there.
I was going to say, you pop off enough rounds, you're going to hit the can one of these times. Well, that sounds like fun. Anything else going on?
Not really. Sundays, no, I mean, Sunday. It's full NFL football. I mean, I go to Hy-Vee in the morning, about 10 o'clock, grab my snacks and stuff
nice.
For the day.
Nice.
Get home at about 11:30, prep my fantasy football team. And then from noon till 9:30, it's 10:30. It's pretty much
it's go time. Yeah, it's sit on the couch. It's NFL time,
right?
And we'll get into fantasies later.
Or fantasy?
Are you in a fantasy, Jordan?
Yeah.
Nice.
Both.
We'll probably get into both. Jordan, what do you got going on this weekend?
Actually, I'm driving up to across to Illinois, Scarred Rock, Sacred Rock. I don't know. It's a national park. Figure I'd get out there with a couple of friends before it starts getting too cold. Do the nature thing, like staring at trees.
There you go.
What about you, Tyler?
We are headed down to Kansas, actually early tomorrow morning. We are headed down to my parents' farm to watch my little sister get married. So she's getting married on Saturday. So we're headed down to Wichita, driving down and meeting my little brother and the whole family and get a wedding going there, farm style. No, I'm not in it. And interestingly enough, it's a farm style wedding, and it fits my sister to a T. I love her to death, and she is the ultimate hick. I think she adopted the hickism later in life, but she loves that lifestyle. So they are getting married jeans and a plaid shirt. Yeah. It is awesome. So it'll be a good time. We'll see. But that is it for us closing out the gym closet. I'm going to head home.